Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr., and we're talking money on a weekend like we always do. And if you're just tuning in, you can check out the podcast, Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour. It's anywhere there are podcasts, and I've got a bunch of them out there with the idea that, you know, once you get educated, you can make good decisions. And I look at all the stats out there, but one of the interesting stats about millionaires is about 70%+ of those people use a financial advisor. And that's what I do. I advise people, and that's what my team does on how to make good decisions. But the whole point of it is getting educated. And if you're listening right now, today is going to be education, and it's going to be about learning things that will help you get financially independent. And my show today is going to be a simple plan for financial independence. And my mindset has always been that, you know, getting financially independent and getting yourself together really is nothing more than some basic understandings of money and how you handle things. And the first mindset I remember, you know, some of my early books that I read, you know, was The Millionaire Next Door. That was an old one. And I read a bunch of different books like that, and they talked about the 10% rule, and the 10% rule is simple. You save 10% of what you make. Now, when you think about saving 10% of what you make, it's a mindset of I'm going to be profitable on my work. I mean, if all I'm doing is spending all of my money and don't have anything left to show for it year after year after year after year, then I'm really working for free. I mean, yeah, I'm eating and maybe I have a roof over my head, stuff like that. But realistically, I'm working for everyone else and not working for myself. And so we start with the mindset that if we, you know, if we get a dollar, we keep a dime. If we get $10, we keep a dollar. And that mindset, $100 is $10 and so on. So we do that. And how do we do that? Well, it starts out by putting together a plan, all right? And that first plan is that we go in there and we start looking at things like, you know, what is our income? And then realistically, how much money, okay, do we need to go into different types of things that cause us to reduce that income, all right? And what I mean by reducing it is just a spending plan. When I talk to people, the number one thing that I've found in 40 years of talking to people is the people that manage and pay attention always have money. I was on a call last night with an existing client, and you know their scenario is they've got $700,000 saved and their house paid for. And when I was talking to him, he was giving me point by point, they're getting ready to retire, and he has everything laid out, both of them together. They know exactly what it costs to live. I sat down. I said, "Hey, what's your number?" I've got another appointment that I'll be meeting with this coming week, and they're getting ready to retire. All right, and one of them's already retired, and the other one is retiring. And the first thing it is, I'm like, "Let's get you the budget form out. Let's see what you're going to do." Now, when you're accumulating money, you need to be thinking about that as well. And if you go to RoyMatlockJr.com, download the budget form. It's very simple. It's in resources. And you just go through there, and it's going to give you some things like planning for, you know, future purchases and planning for maintenance and things like that. And then you, when you go buy a house, you want to go conservative. You know, they'll loan you generally, you can get, I think, 33% of your income could go to your mortgage and your debt. And basically, you're going to be broke all the time. And so what you want to be able to do is get a home that's very conservative where you can afford, where you don't even think about the payment. Anything you have to think about that you concern yourself in making that decision, if it makes you a little bit nervous, just don't do it. All right. And then that way, you're going to get yourself in a position where you have money left over. And so I'll give you some quick budgeting tips, and then we're going to get into what I call a simple plan. The plan is so simple. All right. All we do is we set a budget up. We make sure we at least have 10% left over, all right, out of that. We automatically deduct that and stick it into investments. We automate it. And what I mean by automated, either you have a 401k or you have a 401k plus you have a something pulled out of your checking account every month. You get that set up, and then at the end of the year, you take a look, and you're like, okay, I made more money, so we're going to bump it. And I remember back in the early days, I get on the phone and call my existing clients, and I would say, how's the year going this year? You making more money than last year? And they would be, yeah. I said, well, let's bump your draft. And they would be, okay, let's bump the draft. How much more are you making? All right, we're going to bump it another $100. And eventually they knew when I called, one of the things we were going to talk about, anything happening, anything new? All right, how's your income going? All right, yep, go ahead and bump it. Let's bump it 100. I remember when I first started, I put in $50 a month into a mutual fund and $100 into a emergency fund. That's how I got started. And then I just would bump it. And guess how tough it was to bump it? A phone call. Okay, I'll change it. I'll fix it. Here we go. And then what happened is people got used to paying themselves first. Now they pay their house. Their house is built in equity. They pay themselves, their investments, and we're off to the races. And so these are the beginning stages. How do you set a budget up? First thing, get the budget forms, then take a look at all of your expenses and put them into that budget form. Look at the ones that if you didn't have them, you would fire them and not have them now, knowing what you know. And so now that's the way you cost cut. And so we're going to cost cut and get ourselves in a position to where we have a gap. The gap between your income and your outgo is something called the quality of life gap. What do I mean by the quality of life? That is the de-stressor. When you have a big gap between your income and your outgo, that's less stress. If you have no gap, that's stressful. If you have more going out than you have coming in, that's stressful. So what you want to be thinking about is putting aside, some time. Usually a budget will take you maybe, 30 minutes, okay, to figure out what you're doing. And then from there, what we do is we automate everything. All of our bills get automated out of our draft account. And all of our expenses go away like that, and all of our savings. And then we're off to a plan of financial independence. If you would like help, this is just the starting. Today's a simple plan of financial independence. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Go to the resource pages and download some of our free guides. We will be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, segment two, Roy Matlock Jr. here, talking money, talking about a simple plan for financial independence. If you just tuned in, we kind of talked about how you get it set up. The beginning is it's 10%. Ultimately, you can crank that up even more, and all that does is speed up the time that you get to a point where you have plenty of what we call do-nothing money. Do-nothing money is the money that you do nothing for because your investments are working for you, or as my dad used to say, you get to a point where you make money while you sleep. How about that? Think about that. If you had $1 million last year in the market, depending on how aggressive you were, you made $150,000, 10-15% last year. All right. What you have to do for that 150, you just made money while you sleep, but you got to go get the million. And how do you get the million? You get the million by setting up a plan. You don't go buy Bitcoin and try to flip it and, some kind of craziness. What you do is you get a systematic plan for financial independence. You use some of the keys. The keys, number one, is time, not timing, time and consistency. So that is we get a plan to where consistently we invest every single month. That is called dollar cost averaging. It allows us to automatically buy shares, okay, of funds. When the market is down, we buy more at a discounted price. When the market is up, we buy less at a elevated price. Thus, we get a lower what's cost per share. And that's called dollar cost averaging. So we do that. All right. Then We take advantage of retirement plans. What are the retirement plans that you should take advantage of? Well, let's think about it. Have a 401k, and the company says, we will match you. You put in three, we will match you three. That's a pretty good deal. You make 100% on your money before the money grows. You then get a tax deduction. So now if you're in the 25% tax bracket, you're going to get about another dollar. So now you put in three, but it only cost you two, and you got six. That's pretty cool. I mean, that's a pretty good plan. So we put in three, we get our deduction, which cost us about two. But when we look at our account, we have six. Three plus three is six, and we save a dollar on taxes. Then the money grows from there, and whatever it grows to, you get that. And so you want to absolutely, if you have a 401k and they do matching funds, at least do the match. That is a simple deal. There's 3% of your 10%. You can then also invest in what's called a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA, depending on your age. What we do is we make a decision. Does it make sense to take the deduction now? And then because we're going to be maybe in a lower tax bracket when we retire, or would it be better for us to pay the taxes now because potentially we'll be in a higher tax bracket when we retire? How do we know? Well, it usually has a lot to do with how young you get started. For instance, I have kids, and Roth IRAs are what I'm telling them to do rather than take the deduction, because later down the line, if they start young, it's going to be nice to be retiring with this big, fat Roth IRA that you don't have to pay any income taxes on, that you could pull. And literally, in many cases, you could start young. When you retire, you'll have no income taxes ever, you know, based on the way things are set up. So we're going to do that. So take advantage of that. Now, if you are in a higher tax bracket, maybe you're making, you know, a couple hundred grand a year, and you have a 401k, you can do what's called a backdoor Roth. What that means is that once you put the money in, you can't deduct it, nor is it a Roth. You put it in what's called a traditional non-deductible IRA. And when you do that, you can put, if you're over 50, this year, 8,600, last year was 8,000, and you can put that in. And then immediately we roll it over to a Roth. All right. Generally speaking, there's no tax because we're rolling it immediately. And if there is tax, it's because maybe it's in the market a day or two, something like that. And you can do that. So now you can fully fund both your 401k and you can fund your Roth IRA on a back door, and anyone can do that. Now, if you're under 50, you don't get that $1,100 catch up or the catch up on your 401k. You can't put as much in, but either way, hey, if you're young and a high income earner, I've got people that are like that, you know, they're in their 30s and they're making more than and they got 401ks. I've got clients that are young that are doing both their 401ks and both of their, backdoor Roth IRAs. And so you do all that kind of stuff. So now what we're doing is we're putting together a tax plan. We're putting together a savings plan, automation. The mindset, I remember at one time pushing what I'm talking about right now, which is pushing you to set up a plan to automatically draft your checking account so you'll have money one day. I think that we were sitting at about 13,000 people that were doing that on a regular basis through my business. Every month they're growing their money and they're happy because they're moving forward and they don't have to do anything other than have their money in the checking account or continue to work and have it pulled out of your 401k, whatever it may be. So those are the kind of, I'm talking today, what's called a simple plan for financial independence. Now there's some things you need to do early on. You need to have an emergency fund. The budget is very important because that keeps you from getting what's called bad debt. Bad debt is anything that you can't afford that stresses you out. And number two, anything that is tied to something that goes down in value. And so I had another one of my clients, he called me up and he's well into, you know, saving over seven figures and he's buying another motorcycle. And he called me up. He said, well, I can pay cash for it, but they'll give me 3.9% financing. Would I be better to do that? I said, well, you know, you're in a situation where you can afford to pay it, then take the 3.9% financing and put the difference in rather than that cash, stick it into an investment. Anytime you pay a debt off or you, you pay, it's the interest rate is the rate of return you're getting. So should he pay cash there at 3.9? Well, I mean, I think it's better for him to take that money and do something with it. And we started talking through it and the whole thing. So, you know, it's just, you got to look at taking and paying attention to your money. So we want to have a plan for a budget, an emergency fund. The emergency fund is just, you know, like enough cash, 3 to 6 months typically of cash in the event that you had something bad happen. What is your emergency fund for? It's to keep you from borrowing money. It's keeping you from cashing in retirement plans. It's all those kind of things. But the long and short of it is that's what that's for. Now we've got budget, emergency fund, and we avoid bad debt. Now we're moving in a good direction. The first thing you need to be buying, and I read an article right now because of inflation, about 100 million people that are either underinsured or without life insurance. Things happen, you know, and if you have a family and kids, you need to have life insurance. And the best way to buy life insurance is term life. To begin with, that's your foundation. It's designed to be cheap and it will protect your family. I was looking, I had a client that we were doing a term policy for, and we have access to all of these things. It's like $30 a month for like $500,000. It's so cheap when you're young that you can get coverage like that. And so one of the things that we have is we have a marketplace for life insurance and annuities, so where we can shop it. But we have one product that I think if you're sitting there right now, you can call, and we have a 10-minute up to $2 million of term life insurance. It'll be issued in 10 minutes if you're in good health, and it includes a will and a trust. You can visit RoyMountainLikeJr.com. There's no reason for you to leave your family, you know, in shambles in the event something happened to you. So we protect our income. So now what do we got? We got a budget. We got an emergency fund. We're paying attention to debt. We're saving 10% of our money. We're protecting our income in the event something happens, you know, from a death or disability. A lot of these products have what's called living benefits, to where you actually, if you were to get chronically or critically ill, that kind of thing, terminally ill, you can get that money, most of it up front on the life insurance. So there's all these different things that are just being financially responsible. We're going to look into getting the right car insurance and making sure you have the proper liabilities and home and all that. And then as you accumulate more money, you'll start raising your deductibles. So you can cover a higher deductible and reduce your premiums. And then in doing that, you will free that money up to bump up that bank account draft that's going into investments. When we come back, we'll talk about where we're going to put this money, how we're going to invest it. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com, or you can call us at 615-843-2999 to schedule a free consultation. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, segment three on a simple plan for financial independence. So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of review, you know, the system. You know, system, our mindset number one is that we're going to save 10% of what we earn. So if you make 100, you save 10,000. 10,000 divided by 12 is about $833 a month. And where would that go? It would be to your 401k. If you have one, you're going to get your matching funds. You might have a separate Roth IRA set up, which $833 a month for the $100,000 income. You can do both. You get your matching funds. And if you do that and you get your matching funds of 3%, let's say that, now you're going to put in 10, get 13, and get $1,000 tax deduction, $2,000 tax deduction, just simple stuff like that. So, you know, anytime you can put in 10 and it only costs you 8, and then they're going to give you a bonus on that of another 3,000. So that's pretty cool. You know, you put in 8, get 13 before your account starts growing. So what we do, we start with, you know, our emergency fund. We start with saving 10% of our income. We get a budget. We avoid bad debt, get rid of bad debt if you have it. I remember in the early days, before I got involved in the business, I had 2 new cars. Of course, that's what you do when you don't know what you're doing, in the early 20s. So I was strapped. And I finally got from being upside down on those cars, and I sold them and bought two junkers. I still had to finance them, but the difference was I did it for a year rather than 4 years. I was able to get out of debt and not have a car payment. I always buy used cars. I just never buy new cars. I did one time. I turned 40, bought a new Porsche 911, all right? And I bought it, and I was like, this is cool. I think I paid like 80 grand for it and paid cash, and it was worth 50 grand, 20,000 miles later. And I'm like, you know what? I don't even care if I got the money. I'm not doing that anymore. So I haven't bought one since then. That would have been 25 years ago. And then the next one I bought was funny. I bought it for about the same money, but it only had 5,000 miles on it. But the difference was, is it was like 40,000 cheaper than if I'd bought the same one new. And so I never buy a new car, and that would have been 25 years ago. And then the next one I bought was funny. I bought it for about the same money, but it only had 5,000 miles on it. But the difference was, is it was like 40,000 cheaper than if I'd bought the same one new. And so I never buy new cars. No reason to. You're driving a used car anyway. All right. Once you drive it off the showroom, you know, you're driving a used car. And so anyway, I never do things like that. Back in the early days, I bought all of my suits at the Ladies of Charity, which was a consignment type thing. I had a doctor that he and I were the exact same size, and all I had to do is go in there every year, and he seemed to hand off all of these expensive suits, and they were all dry cleaned and pressed and tailored perfect for me. Eventually, one day, I ended up meeting him. He had his name on the inside of his coat. Where they had tailored it for him, and I did that. And then, interesting enough, I had another one of my reps that he and I were the same size, and I gave him the used suits, and he used that. So we used to have fun doing things like that, because one of the things that I've always said, if you want to free up money to save, just never pay retail for anything. You'll start seeing used everything pop up, and you start cutting your expenses, and then from there you start freeing up money. And then you call me and say, bump it. Bump that draft up more. Got one of my clients, he calls me all the time. He says, man, can you bump me? And we just start doing all that kind of stuff. What you need to do is be thinking, you know, let's get it done. I'm not talking about, you know, not having fun. I promise you, I love having fun. But also, you know, like to get to a point where I'm okay. And so that's where you go down the path. Then one day you free yourself up to do the next step. You've got opportunity money, and that's where you funded all your retirement plans. And once you've done that, opportunities arise. And if you have the opportunity cash, you can take advantage of that. I had one of my clients that had that opportunity money, was able to buy the partner out that he was in business with. And as a result, it was a dramatic rate of return, much better than 10 or 12% being able to do that. So what we're doing is we're getting in the mindset of, let's get a simple plan for financial independence. We're going to pay ourselves first. We're going to use time and consistency, not timing. We're using time and consistency. We're going to automate everything to where all of our bills are automated. All of our investments are automated. Everything goes like that, with the idea starting out 10% is going into an investment. We then will invest with professional money managers. I don't believe that any of you listening here will outperform the professionals. You know, the first time I came to that conclusion was I used to play, this is in the 90s, right before the tech crash. I put about $40,000. I was buying, you know, tech stocks and all that kind of stuff. And the funny thing about it was, at the end of the day, I would look at which stock finished on the uptick and had the highest volume, and I just buy into it the next day, and things were crazy, and the market would go up, and I put 40 in, and it grew to 300 grand, and I thought I was a genius, and then the tech crash happened, and by the time I got out of it, I did double my money because I had been in there, but I went from 300 back down to about 80, and during that same period of time, I was able to attend a function out in California with a group called Capital Group, and Capital Group is the largest active fund manager in the world, pretty much. I mean, they've been around for 100 years, and they went through and they told me how they pick stocks. And what they did, they said, well, the first thing we do is we go on site and we meet with the C-level, and then we talk to the employees, and we meet with research and development, find out what they got cooking. And then we take all of that and we go to different conventions to where they're selling, like in this case, pharmaceuticals. They go to the doctor's conventions and find out what they were, you know, prescribe, and they'd even talk to patients, and they'd send it to DC, and they'd do all this kind of stuff, and then they'd rank them based on what it's trading for versus what they think it's worth, and then they would put them A, B, C, D, and E, and then they'd put some money in, and even then, they wouldn't put more than 5% of the fund in any one of those companies, and then they had a retailer analyst that said, yeah, we put counters at the big mall so they don't lie to us. We know what the real traffic is. You know what their reports are going to be, and they went through this whole thing, and they, in this case, I think I had them in town not too long ago. And I think they did 21,000 visits worldwide, you know, to where they go in and check companies out and stuff like that. And then I start thinking, I'm like, all right, you're not going to beat them. All right. And so we go to professional money managers. I believe your best way to get financially independent is get with a fund family, whatever it may be. And that's where an advisor can advise you on where to go. Put that money into something that's highly diversified, that's professionally managed with low cost. And if you do that, what's going to end up happening is over a period of time, you're going to get compounding working for you. And when compounding starts working, here's what happens, all right? So if you put in $300 a month, in 10 years, you have $58,000. Doesn't seem like that big a deal. 20 years, $200,000. 30 years, $500,000. But here's the thing about if you don't do anything else at 9 or 10%, that $500,000 is going to double in 7 or 8, 9 years. And now what's happening is you just made $500 and you didn't put anything in. Then that million is going to double again, 6, 7, 8 years, something like that. And you're making a million. So what do you need to do? You need to get serious about getting $100,000. What's $100,000? Let me give you a number. You want $100,000 in 10 years, typically $500 a month. That's what it is. $500 a month is $100,000. $500. Think about that. $100 a week, $500 a month, ballpark, gets you to $100,000. $100,000 is now going to get you a foundation when it starts doubling. The first doubling is $100,000. The second doubling is $200,000. The next doubling is $400,000. So what's happening is you went $500 a month while your friends were out, you know, blowing their money. You called us up and said, will you set up a $500 a month account and pull it out of my account and make sure it goes in every month into some type of investment? And I'm like, yep, we're implementers. That's what we do. We implement plans for financial independence, and we'll help you with your 401k choices and tell you which one you should do. If you're retiring, you need to look at it different than if you're accumulating money. And so we look at how do we generate lifetime incomes to where you don't run out of money and that you still keep up with inflation and things like that. And so if you're looking for help and you want a plan, a simple plan that will get implemented, you should call us. And here's what we'll do for you. We'll do a free call. You can call 615-843-2999 to schedule, or you can go to roymatlockjr.com. You can dig into our resources, learn on your own, give us a call. We will be happy to help you. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. We will be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, final segment. If you're just tuning in, this today is a simple plan for financial independence. And I want to hit a few things. What I always have believed, and, you know, when you think about getting ahead financially, and, you know, there's so many more things to life out there than just, you know, getting ahead financially. But, you know, a lot of those things that have to do with life have to do with the fact that you've got your finances straight so you can go do it. If you want to go see things and do things and spend more time, you know, with the people you want to spend that time with, a lot of times it has to do with not only how you handle your money, but how you make your money. And one of the things I've always believed is that the first step to financial independence is find something that you like doing. And if you can find something you like doing, you wake up every day and you're like, man, this is cool. I like this. You know, when I meet with a client and they call me up and they're excited and appreciative of what I've been able to do for them, then it makes you feel good. You're like, yeah, this is good. You know, my mindset has always been that, you know, the more money I make, in the business I'm in, it's the more number, it's directly proportional to the number of people that I'm helping move in a good direction. And when it comes to their money. And so my mindset has always been find something you like. Fortunately, I was lucky. I found this when I was 25. I just turned 65. And I've had people ask me, when are you going to retire? And I'm like, never. Why would I ever retire? This is fun. All right. I come in here and, you know, talk on the radio and about getting financially independent. And then I have people come up to me. I had one of my friends of mine that, you know, I say friends, we know of each other. He's a financial advisor. And he said, man, I listened to your show. He said, you give some really good advice that everybody needs to hear. You know, and I can get in there and I can talk about, you know, how we're going to gift money if you're high net worth and how we're going to work with wills and trust and we're going to do, you know, cash balance plans for your, you know, to be able to put more money aside for your retirement and all that kind of stuff. I know all that kind of stuff. And when I'm with a client that is in a situation that, you know, is in a whole lot different place, I have all of that knowledge. But he told me, he said, you know, the thing you do is you give people the basics that cause everything to happen. And so what I like to tell people, if you're on here right now and you're trying to figure it out, all right, you know, you've got AI out there. I read Anthropic gave a list and the percentage chance that your job's going to be eliminated over the next 18 months. So you got to look at things that allow you to always earn income, always grow your income, find something you like, get great at it, be smart and pay attention to what's changing in your industry. So you got to always look at your income first and grow your income. Your job is to get better, more valuable to where your company would be concerned if they lost you. All right, that's job security right there. And then get into a position where one day, because you have become great at what you do, the next step would be by saving your money. It allows you to maybe go in business for yourself, which being an entrepreneur is one of my buddies. I was listening to part of his podcast, Chuck McDowell, and Chuck's gone and helped people get everybody out of timeshares, and he made an industry out of it. A lot of you have heard Chuck, but he says, you know, entrepreneurs are risk takers, and taking a risk is fun, and that's the next step for some of you that you might want to do. But the bottom line is, as you work at getting your income solid, doing something you like, you'll always grow your income if you get involved in markets that are growing. We then look at managing what we earn. And the idea is that, you know, you've got your risk money. What is your risk money? That's your business money. You go in business for yourself. That's, yeah, you're taking that risk. And then you have your bulletproof money. And that's where you take part of what you earn if you're a business owner and you put it into things that don't require your effort. I see a lot of people get involved with properties. There's nothing wrong with rental properties. I grew up around that. But at the same time, if you buy rental properties, you're also investing time. And so what I like to tell people is, hey, if you want to own a rental property business, that's your, and one day that's what you do because you've gone and accumulated enough of them, and maybe you worked and did it as a side gig to start with, and you've got your 10 properties. Well, now you can go full-time into running your real estate business. At the same time, don't just be in real estate. Have something set aside that is do-nothing money, and that's what I handle is the do-nothing money, the type of things that once a month when you retire, you get a check, all right, or you get two checks depending on when you want the money coming in, and we have someone professionally managing that money. And so when we do all this, I'm going to kind of close this show with, you know, kind of step-by-step. If you're tuning in right now, you can go back and listen to this. It'll be on our podcast, Roy Matlack Jr. Money and Business Hour. So what you want to be thinking about is, how do I get a simple plan of financial independence? So here's what it starts with. Number one, we are going to set a budget up with the intention of 10% being saved and invested. 10%. That's what we're doing. So whatever you're earning, you got to get it to where you can save 10%. Now, if you are in a situation where your income is, you know, struggling, all right, you've got to work on your income. And if you look and you ask yourself this question, what is the number one reason I'm not saving money? Is it my income or is it my outgo? It's one of the two. And so what you need to decide, well, maybe it's my income. Maybe it's time to look for something different, get more education, do something on the side, whatever it may be, if it's your income problem. If it's your outgo problem and you've got a decent income, then that's when you've got a budget problem. That's when you really need us, all right, to help you get on track and do that. So we're going to start out and we're going to determine if we our goal is 10%. We are going to determine if we have an income or an outgo problem or both, depending on what it is, and then we're going to start fixing that. Good news is it takes a lot less time to fix it than the amount of time it probably took you to get in the position you're in. And so what we're going to do is fix that. That'll start with a budget. Go to the resource page of roymatlockjr.com, download the budget form. That'll help you to get started. It totals it up and all that. We're then going to make sure that we have an emergency fund set up. First goal is about 3 months of income. First goal really is $1,000 set aside, and then we just continue doing that. Once we get completely out of bad debt, then we can really start cranking things up. What is bad debt? Something that's tied to something that goes down in value, high interest rate, and you can't afford it. That's bad debt, all right? Good debt is reasonable rate interest rate tied to something that potentially appreciates, and you can easily afford it. So we're going to do that. We're then going to make sure that we protect ourselves. We're going to have term life insurance to start. Typically, 10 times your income is your minimum number. So if you're husband and wife and you're making $75,000 a year each, you probably need about $750 each. And then that money would produce over a period of time about what you're getting in income. And if you have children, that would allow you to do that. So now we've got that in place. We're going to buy the proper health insurance. I like, if I'm buying it on my own, I like health shares, higher deductibles. Health savings accounts give you tax deductions and some tax-free growth. So we have that. We then go from that. You want to look at disability income. That would pay you in the event you couldn't do what you're trained to do. In the event that you were harmed or you couldn't work. And so it's going to do that. So now we're getting all of our defense in place. And these are checkoffs you need to be looking at. Am I doing this? Am I doing that? Then from there, we're going to buy the proper home and auto insurance to protect our assets. If you are at or near retirement, you want to make sure that you are properly set up in the event that you have some type of health, long-term care type thing. So we're going to do all that. We have a marketplace for every one of these things. So if you are wanting to check off everything that we're talking about today, you can visit roymatlockjr.com, set an appointment up with one of our advisors. We do it all, every bit of it. A will and a trust that includes a health care and financial power of attorney. That way, if something happens, someone can make decisions on your behalf, as well as a living will. A living trust will allow you to avoid probate. No reason to give the probate court or the attorneys your money that you work for when you could give it to whoever you want to give it to. That knocks out the defense. We set up a good defense. The offense is automatic investing. You have to have automatic investing. If you wait to save money, when you have money, you will never have money. Automatic investing, that's another saying called pay yourself first. We set up drafts on your checking account. We have drafts that you can set up for as little as $50 a month, and we'll work with you. And one of the cool things that you can do is set up small accounts, $250 for your kids and grandkids, and show them how investing works. And so that's one of the keys. We're going to use Roth IRAs to grow tax-free income. We're going to utilize our retirement plans through work to potentially get tax deductions and matching funds. That could be a 403B if you're at a nonprofit, maybe a teacher, a 401K if you are working for a for-profit company, Typically, you'll get matches. So now we have our plan in place. We're automatically pulling it out of our checking account, automatically pulling it out of our payroll. So we're on track there. We are going to diversify our money with funds that are professionally managed. At the same time, we can do 529 plans and UTMAs and UGMAs, depending on your state, which are gifts to minors that get favorable tax treatment. So now we're just cruising. All right. Everything is, we're checking the boxes. We're moving along. We have additional money. We may look at some ETFs that have some tax benefits to them that grow. We may look at annuities, provide lifetime income guarantees and tax deferral. All these things are out there. But you have to be in a position to where you're moving in the right foundationally. And you get the mindset. You say, man, I can do this. I'm going to go out and I'm going to build my financial independence. I'm going to take that and check it off my worry list. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. Hope you enjoyed the show. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com to schedule a free consultation. And also listen to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money Business Hour podcast. Talk to you next week.